Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am really excited because if it is the fourth Monday from 2 to 4, it's a Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton from NetOne Services. Al, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks again for having us on the show.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've said it many times, and I'm going to keep saying it until forever, is you're just such an amazing business owner, but your customer service is fabulous. IT, web design, you're responsive. You've saved me many times. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for breaking things so I can fix them.
Yeah, I like the time I tripped over the wire and my laptop fell down and the little plug thing stayed in the whatever it's called.
Yeah, the adapter, power yeah. adapter tip broke off inside the laptop, yes.
Yeah, that was my fault. As they say in Hollywood, my bad.
Yes.
But I didn't quite say that as my laptop, in slow motion it appeared, was falling off my desk, and I go, uh-oh.
Yes.
I thought the laptop was goner. It was the power supply.
You're lucky, yes. That was fortunate.
And so I'll just finish the rest of the story. So I call my friend Al Fulton, and who helps me with all my IT stuff as well as web stuff. And I said, Al, this is what happened. I tripped, and over the wire my laptop fell, and the little adapter thing stayed in whatever it's called. Where, you know, but you knew right away.
Yes, the receptacle.
And I'd never be able to power it up again. I have like 60 minutes left. And, of course, you said, turn it off. And he said, come on down. Right then yep. and there, it didn't say, well, I'm booked for 24 hours or I'll see you next week.
Right
now, come over. And you're at a client. I was like thoroughly impressed. And it took you virtually seconds to fix it. And I go, wow, you're a lifesaver.
And I had a spare adapter in the vehicle. So you were back up and running in
immediately.
A matter of minutes, yes.
It was unbelievable. I recommend if you don't have service like that, call Al.
Well, thank you, Dave.
We should give out your number now.
Sure, 602-889-7270.
That is exactly right. That's a number I call. So anyway, and when I call, you probably go, uh-oh. Who did he trip over this time?
Oh, I was expecting you to say the dog ate the power adapter.
Oh, yeah. Lucky I don't have a dog. That would be a close one. Anyway, so NetOne Services, really, really good. I'm convinced people really need an IT guy. I mean, this day and age, are you kidding me? I mean, everything's electronic. Attorney, I think businesses need. CPAs, they need. Good IT guy, probably a business coach, too, but...
Yes.
But at least, no question, an IT guy.
That's a good a point that you made there. You said a good IT guy, someone who is responsive, knowledgeable, fast, and reasonable, you know, charges, you know, fees,
yeah.
Keeps that in mind. That's how I hold or retain customers for years.
Yeah, and you have, and your support staff is excellent. Probably when I call, they go, oh, no, I'm going to have to teach Dave again. But they're so patient. No, they're really good. I just really thoroughly enjoy it. And I just want to thank you again publicly.
Sure. Thank you. And I want to give credit to the team. We call them the NetOne team.
They
do a lot. They pull their weight.
Oh, there's no question about it. Well, we have a great guest today, and he's been on the show many times. I haven't talked to him for a while, and I'm really excited. Johnny Meyer, welcome to the show.
Dave, how's it going?
I am great. It's so nice to hear from you again. It's been a while. How long? About 6 months?
It has been a while. I was just thinking that when I got the call. I was like, oh, I gotta call in and talk to Dave here for a few minutes.
This is great. And, of course, you know Al Fulton. I think you do know Al Fulton from last time?
Indirectly, yes.
Yeah. Indirect, oh, you know yep. Christian. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Dave. He might have met Dave. I think Dave was on with guys, so.
Oh, cool. David Stone, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. And then you came on with Pavel, right?
Yeah, me and Pavel came on. We came on to the sports show a few times.
That's right. That was fun. When are we going to do that again?
We have to. It's football season's on. Cardinals are good.
Hockey. How about hockey?
It's starting soon, right?
Yeah. It's goner, I think. No, they're on a lockout, so that's a problem. No hockey at this point. But, you know, I love hockey, and so does Pavel.
Pavel loves hockey. Yes, he does very much love
hockey. Have to get him on. So the movie, of course, you're a movie star, and which is really – I always admire movie stars. I mean, to be able to act is such a talent because I just admire people that can really play different characters.
Right, and to be convincing that you believe that they are the individual in that role, which you see on TV or the big screen, that you believe it. You know it's – you believe it's true.
Absolutely, and of course this is Johnny Meyer. Now, Johnny, what – I'm trying to remember. Is it One Hit from Home? That was that's right.
You remember correctly.
Yeah, a great movie. And how's that going? By the way, it's been six.
It's going good. Yeah, things have been great. It came out in Walmart. I think it just it might have just left the shelves there, and then it just came out on Netflix.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It just came out available on Netflix and. Yeah, things have been going good. It was, you know, just I think it just finished up its cycle in Redbox and.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun, and you know, it's still available at all the Christian retail stores, and hopefully, be some TV stuff and other things as it kind of keeps progressing. So we got no complaints.
That is very, very exciting. Now, are you doing another project? I believe you told me there was another. Movie on its way, or you're in the production part of it?
Well, we're in the development stage on a handful of projects right now. So we're really been just spending most of our time developing the screenplays. They're coming along. One in particular is really close to being production ready. Just developing away, and once we kind of get the screenplay kind of locked that we feel good about, we'll really start moving towards actually shooting our next film. But that's one of our things now is script is, in our opinion, the hardest part of filmmaking. So we're just really trying to take a lot of time making sure we're going in to the movie with a really strong screenplay.
Now, who writes these movies? Is it internal, you and David?
We write. We also we hire writers. So we're working with a really talented writer out of California right now. We're writing stuff on our own. So we're kind of because we need multiple things being developed. We're really trying to get out ahead of our future projects. Where when we did One Hit from Home, all of our resources were focused on getting that one done. We hope when we go into our next film, we have a good idea of even what the next film after that's going to be. So we definitely have a bunch of different people on the task of development on the stories.
Now, Johnny, when are you going to write a movie about a radio talk show host, and when are auditions?
I didn't tell you. I've been working on that since the last time I was in the studio, and the script's really coming along. It just developed into a big-budget action movie.
Oh, great.
We're going to be talking to Tom Cruise's agent about playing yourself, Dave, in the movie. So.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, who else would it be? A younger Clint Eastwood, maybe. But how about we could get an empty chair. No, okay, that's not funny. That is not funny at all. But anyway, so Johnny, so you've been, it's a long process, isn't it? How do you keep focused on such a long process? They talk about real estate being a long process to complete, usually transactions, especially big ones. How do you stay focused and motivated from beginning to end? Do you focus more on the end result? Do you focus more on what it means to people to inspire and motivate? I know that's your important part of doing what you do.
That's a great question. And going into filmmaking in this industry, you know, you don't fully realize going in how long the process actually is. And I think really you really have to love it. I really think you just got to really have a passion and you really got to care about what you're doing, because it's like anything. You go in, you're super excited when you're first starting, and then, you know, you hit those stretches where months and months of just, you know, hard work, and you feel like, you know, you feel like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And I just think, you know, I think the secret for us has been we truly love the filmmaking process. We love every element of filmmaking. We love the writing. We love the making the movie. We love the editing. You know, we really enjoy, you know, we really had a fun time working with our composer, Brian Whitman, on One Hit From Home, working with him, like watching him do the score of the movie. So really, we truly love filmmaking, so that makes the process tolerable, and you don't mind the wait.
And you got to remain committed and have the faith that things will work out.
That's it.
Yeah, in a way that maybe you don't see at that point, and maybe sometimes you do see it.
Exactly. And to a filmmaker in particular, I just think you never can get lazy. It's too easy to say something's just good enough. I think you've really got to, throughout the whole process, really push and strive to, you know, just keep elevating, making whatever you're doing better and better and better, and just trying to, you know, just remain committed to putting out the best quality project you possibly can with what you're given to work with.
That totally makes sense. Now, there's another aspect you didn't mention yet, and that's the investment part, because it does take money to hire people to produce a film. How is that? I mean, is that something you enjoy, the investment financing part? Do you do that, or do you hire someone to raise money?
You know, that's probably I would say that's probably the part I enjoy the least, just because that's sheer business. Right there. We've done fundraising ourselves. We're in the process now of partnering up, looking and potentially partnering with some people right now that's kind of their area of expertise. But that's a whole nother challenge of filmmaking is, films are very expensive to make. You got to have a strong model, to distribute the films and monetize them. So that definitely, like I said, for us at least, is probably the part of the process I enjoy probably the least, is kind of putting the business side together, to be honest.
And it ties so much into marketing, because investors, one of the things they're going to want to know, typically, I mean, the typical investor, is return on their investment and how quickly the payback is.
That's it. And, you know, they were saying once from a friend of mine, sat in on a seminar, I think it was with... I don't want to say any names. It was just with the big actor's producing partner in Hollywood, and she was saying one of the things they honestly go in, and when they talk to investors, they say they don't promise them a return on the movie. I mean, movies are a very risky investment. We've definitely ourselves, and with our distributor, we've definitely taken steps to and try to make decisions along the way that definitely. Mitigate those risks, and you try to stay budget conscious. You try to get the most bang for the buck on the screen. But inherently, movies, you know, are definitely a riskier investment. But with that being said, it's also I think people I kind of look at it as if someone has the money to invest in a movie, I feel like that person knows how to make money. They have a bread and butter that they've made money on. So my advice to that person is, if you're just strictly looking to make money, do what you've been doing. Don't invest in a movie. But if you want to get into something, you want to do something different, something that you get to that is really the movie making process, even for the producers and investors, is it's magical. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. Everyone who comes out to the movie set, it is just there is something awesome about it. And it's why I love it so much. You know, me being in sports, I used to play football, and I never found anything that equates to being on the football field on game day besides filmmaking. just the whole process of the movie set and the energy and just the excitement. So that's what I think. I think, you know, it's definitely something that if people want to be involved with something, you know, very cool, I think that's a lot of the reason why people probably would invest in movies potentially to begin with.
You know, that's interesting comparison where you say it equates to being on the field, football field, same type of energy, as well as, you know, with the movie making. How is it similar? I'm trying to relate to this. And here you are in a football field. It's immediate. Fans are screaming. Intensity,
right.
Adrenaline. You see the competition. And it's, you know, it'll be over in about a couple hours, the game.
Exactly.
So how do you translate that to the same energy?
It's for me like playing. You know, one thing I remember about football was at your every sense, all your senses are just alive on the football field. Like everything, like you just and there's the pressure of the game. It's real. It's like this game is happening like right now and. It's happening fast, and there's lots of people, super high energy, and that's really how I feel like, you know, on the movie set. There's lots of people. It is super high energy. There's lots of individual parts working together for the unified whole, and then it's like there's, you know, when you're getting set up for the shot, there's all this energy of everything getting set up, and then all of a sudden it's silent, and it's go time, and it's time, and this is, you know, this goes back to the acting. It's time as an actor to, you know, 50 people just spent a couple hours setting up for this shot, and now it's just on you. It's just complete silence, and you gotta execute and make it happen. And so that's kind of where I kind of draw the similarities. It's just the sheer energy present when you're doing it.
It makes sense as you described that because I wrote down it's like a series of mini games when you do filmmaking, and you got, let's say, three shots that the afternoon, and the shot one is game one, and then you go to game two and game three. That makes a lot of sense. Now, Johnny, can you hang on for a little while, or do you have to go?
Yeah. No, I'll stand, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's take a quick break right now. This is Al Fulton, Breakthrough Networking, Net One Services. Al is the owner of it. And we have on the phone Johnny Meyer from the hit movie One Hit from Home, and we'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwalk for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4, it is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from Net One Services. We have on the line my friend from 6 months ago, I think it's been, Johnny Meyer, One Hit from Home, a great movie. And Johnny, we've been talking a lot about the makings of what you do, film production, why you enjoy it. Let me ask you this. What's the competition like for any listeners that are thinking of going into filmmaking?
I think it's like anything. It's very competitive. I feel like it's something that a lot of people want to do and get into and are doing. So I think, you know, with that approach, it's, you know, again, going back to being an athlete, like I kind of use a lot of sports equations for filmmaking, and I think it's like in sports where if you're not willing to put in the time and you're not willing to work really, really hard at your craft and get really great at what you do, there's someone else right behind you that is willing and will do the necessary things to get to that pro level. And so I would say, from what I'm seeing out there, there is definitely a ton of competition and a ton of talent out there, too, amongst filmmakers.
That's a good point. And a couple things. How's your sister? Because remember, she was on last time, and she flew in from... Where did she... From Minnesota, I want to say...
Chicago.
Chicago. Did she move out here?
She did not. She's still in Chicago, and she's doing great. She's a pharmacist out there, and
wow.
She'll get a kick out of that you asked about her. So I'm gonna definitely remember.
She was a really nice lady. There's no doubt about it. And yeah, definitely tell her hi for me. That was really fun when she was out here. We got her on the show with you, and that was very cool. Now, here's a question from a listener on email: was as an actor, who would you say you are you most resemble from Hollywood?
that's hard. I think it's hard to draw a comparison. I think in general, if I had to say stylistically, what I've kind of just noticed about myself is I do probably intense a little bit better than I do other things. Which is funny because when you know me, I'm a pretty easygoing, lighthearted guy. I definitely feel like I'm a little more comfortable in a little bit more of a guy who's got just a little bit more of that serious kind of intense attitude on screen. So where I don't necessarily have an actor to compare to, I just think in general that would be a little bit more of my personal kind of style.
Wow, I gave you a chance because you compared me to Tom Cruise. So there we go. But I don't do the Scientology thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't. I think John Travolta does, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
A movie just came out last week about Scientology.
It did?
Yeah, called the The Master with Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, I think it's actually his character's supposed to represent, I think, L. Ron Hubbard in some way.
Oh, yeah, he wrote that book, Dianetics, I think?
Dianetics, yes. Yep.
I never read it.
Nor did I.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it sold. I don't know much about it, but I didn't know that came. So Dianetics, sort of Scientology stuff, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's a really good director. His name's Paul Thomas Anderson. He's pretty acclaimed director, so I actually, any movie I'm going to check out and see.
Wow, that is very cool. Let's ask a couple more questions here.
Yeah.
How did you get started in acting? I mean, you love sports. Did it sort of fall into your lap? How did this happen?
I wouldn't say it fell into my lap. It more started when I was in college. I was at Illinois State University. I was majoring in business finance. And I think about towards the end of my junior year or so, I really started to realize, as I saw the light at the end of the tunnel with graduation, I started to realize that I probably didn't want to just go work downtown Chicago in the financial sector. So I really started to think, I gotta really figure out what I want to do. So I had an opportunity to move out to Arizona with my aunt and uncle who lived out here, and When I took that opportunity, and when I moved out here, just to literally do something different, I signed up for an acting class. And the seed was planted. I took an experiencing theater class, which wasn't acting. It was just learning about theater as an elective in college. And I remember really enjoying that. And I figured, you know what, I was terrified of public speaking. I didn't like getting in front of people. So I was like, I'm going to do something that totally is different than anything I've ever done to that point in my life. And I took the acting class and was shaking in my boots the first time I had to get in front of people and do anything. And it just kind of, I became comfortable with it. I started going on some auditions and started getting cast in some small things. And it just, it really just kind of took off from there. And then from there, it really became, that really led to the whole, producing, directing, getting behind the camera as well. That is really where my real passion has really began to blossom is with that stuff. And but it all kind of started back with just kind of putting myself out there and signing up for an acting class and doing something different.
So it sounds like you put your two passions together, sports and then acting. Will your future movies be sports related? Or
That's what the last movie was. It was baseball. So that was a lot of fun for me. Me and Dave, my business partner, we were talking. I remember we were figuring out what film we're going to do. I'm like, oh, it'd be so fun to play baseball in a movie. And, it was. It was a blast getting to do the baseball part of the film. I think we'll incorporate sports on some levels in future films. One of the films we're looking at has kind of some sports in it, but a couple of the other ones don't have to do with sports, but it's definitely something we're open to, and you know, if the right story presents itself, absolutely.
Now, when if you do a movie about a radio host starring Tom Cruise playing me, the lead actress should be Katie Holmes.
They're perfect.
There we go.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, maybe that's not going to work out too well. But you did mention your passion. It went from acting somewhat to directing, producing. There's another very well-known childhood actor, teenage actor, and adult actor. That's his passion, too. You rarely see him on the big screen anymore, except the credit directed by. Let's see. We'll play a little game show now. Who is that guy? First one that guesses gets something.
I would say... he played in on Andy Griffith's show?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is his name, though?
Oh.
Stage name was Opie Taylor.
Right.
But he was in American Graffiti, Happy Days.
I got it, but I'm going to give you a crack at it.
Yeah. It sounds like, let's see, Iron.
I'm drawing a blank.
Sounds like off and...
Well, I know he did
a
Backdraft as well.
Oh, a lot of great movies.
Yeah, a lot of great movies. I just can't.
If we gave you his first name, would you get his last name?
Yes, I would.
Well, let's give you his last name and see if you get his first. Howard.
Ron Howard.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, a round of Tommy. I guess we have a live studio today. So, Johnny, what do you think of Ron Howard? I mean, you know, in terms of talent.
Oh, he is one of the greats. I think that his body of work and his film speak for themselves. I mean, he is a very, very talented dude. And he did, gosh, he's done so many strong films over the year. It's hard even to keep up with them.
Cocoon, also he did.
Oh, yeah.
Backdraft, or is that what you said?
Backdraft, right? Yeah. I think he did. Did he do A Beautiful Mind, too, with...
I think he did.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did
I think... Apollo 13,
the Da Vinci Codes. He's always doing something. He's really talented.
Very talented, and I also admire. And I think this is still the case that I think he's still married to his childhood sweetheart. You got to admire someone like that.
Yes,
I mean, you really do. Yeah,
doesn't
absolutely.
You know? He's not like Mr. Hollywood. He just does what he does.
Right.
Goes home and it sounds like he has pretty good values. And yeah, I always liked that kid. I mean, he's not a kid, but Opie Taylor was so cute.
Yes.
Oh, what a cute little kid, right?
Yes. Yeah, me and my dad used to watch that show when I was younger. I totally remember him on that show. That's awesome. Please bring that up.
Sort of just wholesome fun, right?
That's it. I kind of feel like it's kind of the path he's gone with his movies, too. You know, I don't feel you see him doing anything too gratuitous, or I feel like he's kind of maintained that throughout his filmmaking career as well.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think so. That's you know, he's and talk about a long career. I mean, geez, I mean that he just keeps rolling from age what, 3 or 4, and
right,
he's probably around maybe 60 now, right? Perhaps.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. And I got to tell you, that's one thing I love about the whole element of the directing side of things and the screenwriting side of things. It's you see these guys go, I mean, look at Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still going. And that is one thing I definitely like about that aspect of it. It seems like these guys actually get better in time. So
it does seem that way. And let's see, before we let you go, what's one of your, or one or two top movies of all time that you really enjoy?
I would say my reigning number one movie right now is actually the first Back to the Future. I love Back to the Future.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. I knew that actor.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Who's the other one?
I think it is just so such a well-written script. It's so entertaining, and I love that movie. And then another movie I actually really love is the director's cut of Blade Runner. Ridley Scott film with Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that movie was just, you watch it visually, it's so ahead of its time, and the story and the depth in the screenplay is just, it's crazy. It's sometimes you look at some of these movies and you're just, as a filmmaker, you're just in complete awe at how well done they are and how much thought went into the crafting of the story. Good stuff. So that's probably 1 and 2 right now.
Yeah, so true. Your parting words or last words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
Yes. For anyone going into contemplating movie making or acting, directing, from your experience where you...
Yeah, definitely. I would say a couple things. One, make sure you love it. Make sure you really have a passion for it. I think if you really don't truly love it, I think there's just so many people that do that it's just you just have to love it, which is going to lead into my second thing is if you do love it, persevere. Just don't stop. If you really do love it, just keep going and every day try to get better at whatever it is you're doing within filmmaking, whether it's acting, writing, editing. Just keep getting better and better. And I think if you truly strive for excellence, you will eventually reach that point. And I really believe in film, dream floats to the top. And if you get good enough, the opportunity will eventually be there for you. So,
you know, and that's great advice in general anyway, is love what you do and persevere and go for excellence. That's a good formula.
That is.
For great success. So, Johnny, Should we give out any contact information on anything that's going on, at any events you have going on, or if people want to get in touch with you for whatever reasons regarding the film?
Or a website to keep checking back?
Just the best place to check in is intriguefilm.com. That's our website. That's www.intriguefilms.com. And there we have some screenings of the film coming up here in the Valley, so we'll definitely be posting some information once all the details are totally confirmed on those. We'll have some screenings people can come attend. We'll definitely have some cool stuff coming up here that people can get involved with, and they can go on there. They can sign up for our our newsletters, and we'll once in a while keep people updated with the different things we have going on. So.
That is fabulous. IntrigueFilms.com. And that is excellent. Johnny, very, very nice talking with you again. I'm going to get in touch with you and get you on one of the sports shows coming up.
Dave, let's do it. And Al, it was good talking to you as well.
Same. Thank you for being on the show.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Johnny Meyer, one hit from home, one of the actors, great actors, one of the stars, and just a nice person. I mean, the guy has integrity, committed. He really knows what he wants, and most of all, he wants to help people. You got to admire a guy like Johnny Meyer. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have some discussion with Al Fulton, Net One Services. We could wrap about IT and a whole bunch of stuff, or we could stay on films, what your favorite film is. Maybe we could talk about that. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, part two of Breakthrough Networking and First Net One Services. We'll have Christian with a special in-studio guest on web design and other related items. We'll be right back.
Great.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222. And our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwak for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. Every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, it is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton from Net One Services. Al, Johnny Meyer, very, very cool dude.
Yes, he is. And we have a similar taste with great movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to say, let's see, his first was, Back to the Future. That was sort of cool.
Yes, it was.
And Christopher Lloyd was Doc.
Yes.
And then he said Blade Runner. I did see that. I can't remember much about that. But guess what movie I would say?
Which one?
It would be Tommy. You ready for this? Okay, let's have Tommy guess. What movie? What's one of my, in the top five movies of all time? And here is Tommy, the producer.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
So you're asking what I think your favorite movie is?
Yeah, based on what you know of me, but don't say anything weird. Okay.
I would say Tommy by The Who.
Oh, I love The Who. But no, no cigar. Right? I'm so sorry. Okay.
Great name. Great name of a movie.
It is. What, Who?
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay. So what do you say? And then we'll have Al guess.
Okay. Top Gun.
Oh, I did like Top Gun, but no cigar.
Star Wars.
That was good. No cigar.
That was my favorite.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, all six.
That was good, though, wasn't it? Harrison Ford again.
Yes.
No, I thought that was pretty good.
Yes. The storyline, the lapse in time. The new version, the technology. But anyway, back to guessing, Tommy.
No, that's good.
I'll go for Harrison Ford, The Fugitive.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But, okay, Tommy, your favorite couple movies.
My favorite couple movies?
Yeah.
Well, I like the one about jazz music, Jazz on a Summer's Afternoon. I think it was the Newport
or the
Festival
Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond. I love that one.
Okay, all right.
All right, he doesn't like it. All right, what's another one?
Another movie?
Yeah, that you like. One of your favorites.
I liked
something we can recognize.
Do you remember Popeye with Robin Williams?
Yes.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have
I'm
asked
dating
you that
myself,
question.
But I kind of like that one.
You're dating yourself?
I
thought you were married.
Well.
Okay, so, and that's Tommy's favorite movie. All right, let's guess Al's favorite movie, Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh, he already said that. What's your second?
There are a number of excellent movies over the years. I can't pick out just one.
What if I said, Tommy and Al, I loved Godfather 1 and 2? What would you say to that?
What I'd say is I have a terrible memory because you one time told me that.
Oh, okay. But you think that's... How about you, Al? What do you think of that?
No, I would think that was a secondary, but I think there would probably be something else.
There is one other one, and it's not because of the content. It was because of the development of the characters. But same time next year, Alan Alda and Elaine Burstyn. Phenomenal. Now, the content, I'm not agreeing with on how... They met. They were both married, but they met once a year, same time next year at a certain place for like 20, 30 years.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm not agreeing with that. However, the character development was fantastic in that movie and I didn't realize this till the sixth time I saw this movie, that he was a CPA, of all things, and she was a housewife at the time, and they met, and then same time next year, then he developed, you know, up the corporate ladder. He was... And she was like, you know, with the headband at one time, and he was ultra conservative. and you know, but they still got along their core. But it just showed how over time, sometimes certain things change in your life. It creates different values. It's reflected in your views, for example. Not everyone just has set views on everything. Sometimes this happens. And a classic example of this was, you know, was really profound, where he comes in, Alan Alda, really like, stiff and like ultra conservative. I mean, really, just no flexibility at all. And I'm not saying that's a definition of conservatism, but in this case, he was very conservative. And you could tell something was different about him. And here she was with a headband marching in some of the parades or the demonstrations against the Vietnam War back then.
The '70s.
Yeah, exactly. And or even the late 60s. And I think the war ended in 74. Yeah, it could have been the 70s. Yeah, no, you're right. It's probably the 70s. And she couldn't understand why he was so angry. He was just furious. And it finally came out because, remember, this is like 20 years later, you know, when they first met. And so they knew without meeting each other's kids and, you know, little babies born and growing up. And his oldest kid, I think his name was Michael, and he finally broke down and said, I am so angry and I'm so conservative and I'm so this and that, you know, blow up, you know, put an atom bomb on Vietnam. He said, you know, there were hawks and doves at the time. I don't know if you remember. You're probably too young to remember.
Too young to remember.
Yeah. But it was that way. And she said, why, you know, why? Why are you going to kill all these innocent people? You know, why nuke a country?
Uh-huh.
You know, and he said, and he finally broke down because Michael died in Vietnam. So you could see how values change,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a perfect example of something that was sort of impersonal that came so personal to him. And he sort of broke down, and then the next year he started regular again, and he became finally a piano bar player, taught at colleges CPA stuff. I go, oh, maybe that's my life. And then she became a high-strung business owner at the end. I mean, it was really a good movie from character development.
Yes,
did you ever see that movie?
No, I didn't, but it sounds
I like would highly recommend. Tommy, you've never seen that movie? What is going on here? Okay. Anyway, I liked it.
Yeah, I thought that CPA character is what I thought you would choose. So
it wasn't because of that. It was because of how it's more on my NLP side, neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
How people change over the years depending on circumstances, depending on what happens to them, depending on what personally happens to them.
Yes.
If any values change, I'm not talking about core values, but like what happened to Alan Alda in the movie, mm-hmm. where his son, sadly, got killed in Vietnam, how that could, you know, possibly change your opinion.
Yes.
I mean, it may not, it may, but things like that happen. You hear of people having near-death experiences or huge tragedies, and now they're almost like in a different world. They're here, they know their purpose, it's at a high level. They don't want to waste time just on the ridiculous things that happen in life sometimes.
Right.
But they look beyond life. They look at how can I make a difference?
Yes.
That's how a value can change.
Yes. And they don't, they don't introspect. They look out towards others. How can they affect others' lives?
Yeah.
And maybe prevent some of the things that occurred in their own lives.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of cool. That's how that happens. And I think this movie was a pretty good demonstration of how things evolve. And we do evolve. Hopefully we evolve.
Oh, right? Yes, definitely, over time.
Not everyone evolves, though.
I haven't met one that has stayed the same over a seven-year period. Every 7 years, individuals seem to
change. Really?
Because of the first 7 years is the development of the child. The second seven is interacting with others. The third seven is education. The next is that social growth to adulthood. The next one is child rearing. The next one is then that individual then has children, you know, that that are growing up or having children, so they're, you know, grandparent stage. So every 7 years, individuals have new and I guess things that are in their environment that they need to address, and they evolve and learn from each of those experiences.
Wow, you know your stuff. I'm impressed.
Oh, thanks. It's life.
That is very cool. It is life. And well, let's make a dramatic departure and talk about something that's been talked about a week now, maybe 2 weeks. It is called iPhone 5.
Yes.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, iPhone 5.
the iPhone 5, I have the iPhone 4. Then the next version was the 4S, which had Siri. The 5 is I know Steve Jobs made comments on it that he would prefer that 5 have more features and benefits. Don't introduce something that is just marginally better than the prior version. Put out something that'll just wow the people and.
And does it?
It's very similar to the 4S. It does not have, in my opinion, the benefits that would wow me. I mean, there are some features that are coming out in the future where you can have a laser keyboard on the table where you don't actually have to have a physical keyboard, but that's not included. You know, these are just future technology.
Really?
Maybe holographic display.
You can do that eventually.
Eventually, see-through screens. Flexible screen, so you could actually use a piece of paper. It's the thickness of a piece of paper, and you can roll it up and put it in your pocket or briefcase. Those are future technologies. Not that Steve said, let's hold off until that comes out. Just simply that the 5, it's about the same size. It has a little bit better graphics. It has better battery life, but it's still basically a 4S. So, it's still a very nice phone. In fact, I'm up for my new Every 2 and considering upgrading from the 4 to the 5.
Is that right? Now, what do these things cost usually?
With a service plan, a two-year, it's usually about $200 to acquire it. And if without a service plan, they can range anywhere from $500 to $800. And just something that I recommend is the insurance plan, because I know of a couple people that right after purchasing it within a week dropped it and they didn't have the insurance. So, yes, it was very expensive because it doesn't include damage at all unless you purchase the damage warranty.
Oh, man.
And, yes, it was heartbreaking because they just purchased the new phone, has all these great features, and dropped it and the glass shattered and there's couple hundred dollars, just to repair costs. But anyway, the features are great with the new high resolution camera, higher megapixel. The recognition, the screen is a very, very clear, sharp, better technology. I guess that you can use the iPhone 5 longer, do more with it, play more sounds and videos without the need to recharge as soon as with the original 4.
Now, let's say I think I have an iPhone 3 or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, can I transfer the data I have from the 3 to the 5, you think?
Indirectly. You can back it up to the iTunes program that's provided by Apple that will pull off you can synchronize, in other words, to like a Windows or an Apple computer. Then acquire the new phone and then sync it and then restore the data to the phone. One other possible option is to use the iCloud, but I don't know if iCloud has iPhone 3, any of the prior versions than, the original.
I'm on iCloud now.
Okay. Just in theory, you could synchronize your old technology up to the cloud and then just connect and synchronize it.
Does it save your text messages?
That I have not tried. I don't believe so.
Oh, darn. Okay. Stuck with the i3 then. Now, how good is Siri? Do you use Siri?
I don't, because the 4 does not have Siri. I've heard mixed results from Siri. Voice recognition, I mean, if she can understand what you're asking, she follows the instructions. But a couple individuals, I mean, they are speak as clear as I do, but they indicated that Siri just didn't understand them or maybe didn't understand what they were asking. So depending on what you're doing, if it's very short, clear requests, like take a message, send a text, call, and then you mention the person's name, she's right on it. But if if it's too complicated, I think they're expecting a little too much out of Siri this first revision. In the near future, Siri will be able to wash the laundry and, just like you saw in the Jetsons, where you talk to the robot and she goes out and takes care of everything in the house, cooks the meals, walks the dog.
That is so cool. On Bill Maher, I don't know if you watch him, HBO, Real Time.
No.
He said the iPhone 5 didn't have Siri anymore. It had something called Romney.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit he did. It was sort of funny. But anyway, yeah, I know some people that have Siri, and I thought, well, I don't think I'd use that so much. You know, it's like, you know, I just, yeah. I have like Telenav. Ever see that?
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
It talks to you.
Yes. But Siri can do a whole lot more. What, just like having two monitors on your computer, once you start using it and you ask it, you know, Siri to call someone for you or take a note or send a text message, once you start utilizing those features, if you pick up a phone that doesn't have it, you'll talk to it and it's like, take a message. What's wrong with you? Send a text.
How funny.
Yes.
How about send an email? It can do that.
Yes.
Wow, that's not bad then.
Yes, and
is she polite?
Yes,
fairly.
Yes, she is.
Does she ever get annoyed?
There was a couple things on the internet where they have a Siri that's a little sassy. That you know, those humans are you humans? You're so lame. You know, so lazy.
Really? Really?
Yes. It's funny.
So you don't have Siri, so we can't ask it a question.
That is correct.
I wonder if Christian, you think Christian has an iPhone? We'll ask him.
Yes, he'll be on the show in just about 4 minutes or less.
Yeah.
We could actually go to break now and if you wanted to.
Well, I think we have, Tommy, how much time before the hard break at 3 o'clock? Station ID, 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. All right, why don't we roll another 3.5 minutes, and then there's actually a hard break. It was identifying the station. And but iPhone 5, how do people, I mean, you know, it came out so quickly, I think, like you said, from the 4.
Right.
Is that from a marketing standpoint, does that really make sense? Or?
I agree with Steve Jobs that no, they should have waited a little bit longer and added a few more of the futuristic features that would make a person say, I have to have that phone.
Yeah.
You know, I want that feature. I want the facial recognition or, you know, I want it to, you know, GPS type applications where someone can report exactly where they are.
That's good stuff.
Just different technology or more technology should have been added to it is my thought.
When do you think they'll have that infrared screen or whatever you called it, laser screen, I think?
Because of the size of it and trying to implement it in the phone and get the situate the phone so that it sits at a proper angle and displays the laser phone, laser keyboard on a shiny or matte surface. I mean, once those details are worked out and it doesn't draw too much voltage or, you know, juice, and the receiver, it has to have a optical eye to see where you're placing your fingers on that the desktop. Once they work those details out, I would say probably a year you'll see some of the futuristic, and actually the phones will become thinner and possibly even flexible because you won't need a hard glass to cover the touch surface.
And will that be the same for laptop or other small computers or tablets that will have this laser-type screen?
Yes, it is possible that they will implement that as well, although they may not have the ability to directly connect a USB device or printing devices, mice and keyboards, but through Bluetooth wirelessly, you may be able to set this tablet on a kind of like a docking station to charge it, and everything would be connected to the docking station.
Sort of like Star Trek and all these futuristic movies where you can, in the air, you can almost like move stuff around on a transparent screen or something.
Like, I think one of the movies with Tom Cruise was Vanilla Sky, possibly, one of those where he was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was
the
Minority Report. Where he was, went to this glass screen. It was moving his hand around and shrinking and throwing programs to the sides. That technology is real near as well. We're almost there.
Wow, that is just incredible. It's like you know, things, and then things are just going to keep rolling very fast. Things will get outdated very, very quickly.
Now, the last technology is the adaptive response web, where the websites need to be optimized for the small tablets and phones. We'll discuss that in a future segment.
I think that's important. No question about it. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. This is Breakthrough Networking star Al Fulton, Net One Services. Christian will be in studio with a special guest in about 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwak for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.